Corn and soybean prices both saw sudden increases last week when the U.S. Department of Agriculture released this year's acreage report. It showed planted acres of corn were much lower than previously estimated. Paul Mitchell is director of the Rank Agribusiness Institute at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says the increase will help markets recover after crop prices fell 50 to 75 cents in March in reaction to the pandemic.
We made up some of that. We made up about a quarter on corn and roughly 40 cents on soybeans. And so we're not back to profitability for most farmers, but we're definitely going that direction.
Mitchell says below normal temperatures this spring put crops behind the normal growing schedule, but warm weather across the state in recent weeks has helped most fields get back on track. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.